Ford, 600 Michigan workers temporarily laid off as UAW strikes ramp up. By Amy Furr on September 16, 2023. A large batch of Ford workers at the Michigan Assembly Plant in Wayne have been temporarily laid off as the company endures the United Auto Workers, UAW, strike. The company said Friday the number of workers was approximately 600, WWMT reported Friday. The workers affected are from the Body Construction Department in the South Subassembly Area of Integrated Stamping, the outlet noted. In a statement, Ford said, "Our production system is highly interconnected, which means the UAW's targeted strike strategy will have knock-on effects for facilities that are not directly targeted for a work stoppage. In this case, the strike at Michigan Assembly Plant's final assembly and paint departments has directly impacted the operations in other parts of the facility. This is not a lockout. This layoff is a consequence of the strike at Michigan Assembly Plant's final assembly and paint departments because the components built by these 600 employees use materials that must be E-coated for protection. E-coating is completed in the paint department, which is on strike. The strike was a result of no agreement being made with Detroit area automakers identified as Ford, Stellantis, and General Motors." Click on Detroit reported there were low-level talks on Friday, and officials with the White House were on their way to get involved in the situation. Former President Donald Trump recently warned the nation's auto workers about President Joe Biden's D. push for green energy amid the UAW strikes against General Motors, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, Breitbart News reported Friday. The outlet noted. As Breitbart News economics editor John Carney details, nearly 13,000 UAW members have started striking against three automakers as contract negotiations have yet to deliver assurances that Biden's rapid push for electric vehicles, EVs, will not jeopardize their wages and jobs. In his comments, Trump said, "The auto workers will not have any jobs, because all of these cars are going to be made in China. The electric cars, automatically, are going to be made in China." He added that the workers were being sold down the river by their leadership. One worker at the strike in Wayne told Fox 2 Detroit, "If we don't stand together, we're going to fall, and we can't fall. We have to stand together." During a recent interview, a Stellantis worker and UAW member said she would not vote for Biden again and said auto companies are being stingier with their workers because they are counting on huge electric vehicle subsidies, Breitbart News reported Friday. "I think the money that they get from the government helps a lot for them, and that makes it easier for them, which is wrong," she said. According to Breitbart News's John Carney, the talks among the UAW and the Big Three are haunted by the specter of beat inflation.